Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. Yes, what an exciting episode. Today we will be talking about episode 12, I believe. Yes, episode 12, titled Uprising, that aired last night on February 4th, 2015. The return of Arrow, literally. So awesome. Great to see Arsenal in action, and also Sarah Lance as the Black Canary, and also Wildcat, but he got pretty messed up, man. Jeez, crazy. All right, we're live right now for the next 27 minutes. If you want to call in at 914-338-1006. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. Let's go to the phones from America 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Matt, the Arrow rises.
Nice!
Yes. That scene when you saw the people in the Glades against Rick's army in the Glades reminds me of that scene when the cops and the cops and Bane's army in the
Dark Knight. Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that. Yeah, I've been reading that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot like that scene. And if only someone could make a fan video of that scene with the Bane theme in The Dark Knight Rises. Wow, Jesus. I mean,
It was so cool.
Incredible episode. I was screaming like crazy throughout the episode. I thought in the Malcolm Merlin, and what's going on with Felicity at the end there? She doesn't love Oliver anymore? It's like they're not going to be friends anymore.
Yeah, she goes, "I'd rather you not love me," and then end scene.
I mean,
that's it.
Just crazy.
Yeah,
but he's going to want Malcolm Merlin to train him. Just that. It's going to be only temporary to be able to kill Ra's al Ghul.
She just doesn't want to deal with that.
Which means she's going to end up with Ray.
Yeah, either Ray or why not Barry? Come on, they make a cute couple.
Yeah, she needs to go back over to Central City, but still the Malcolm Merlin flashbacks were so amazing.
Like, those were good. He's good. Even though you hate him, he's good.
He's one of my favorite villains, and now it's
All right, let's see who else is on the phones here from air code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton, a.k.a. Superboy.
Hey, Superboy.
What's up, guys?
Did you watch last night's episode?
Damn right I watched it. It was freaking amazing, dude.
Wasn't
yeah,
it cool?
I love comparisons to Dark Knight Rises, also to the graphic novel Dark Knight Returns, where Batman gathers that army and they're all, and, you know, Batman's on horseback, and I've heard comparisons to that, too. And Rick totally reminded me of Bane, dude.
Yeah.
He totally reminded me of Bane there at the end,
Yeah, he did not give a S-H-I-T.
Yeah. Hey, do you think Wildcat is dead?
I don't know. I mean, I'm like, he didn't get up. You notice he didn't, like, you know, at least, sit up. He didn't even do that. He's like, I can't even move my eyelids.
Because What's-Her-Face was like, you're going to be all right. And he was like, you're lying. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah. Do you remember, Matt?
Those are like dying words.
Removed his mask and he couldn't get up, which I thought was kind of weird.
You could tell he looked very damaged.
Yeah, I feel like he's a more wildcat. And plus, Ted Grant wasn't in that much, like, since that one episode he was training Laurel.
Right.
Hey, Matt, instead of Arrow Matt, how about we call you Wild Matt? How about that?
Wildcat Matt. How's that?
Wildcat Matt.
There you go.
Cool.
Wildcat Matt. We're changing your name. All right, cool. So, overall, it looks like we pretty much enjoyed the episode. It looks like they're continuing to strive at every episode being the best episode. So it's good that there's no dead ends. As of yet, we got the return of Oliver, which is great after his death. And also, like Matt already touched upon, the love dismantle from Felicity and Oliver. Is this it? Is this the final straw? We don't know yet. So we're assuming it is, but, I'm sure it's like a soap opera. They'll have... They'll be back together.
Yeah.
Superboy, I want to ask you, what was your favorite moment in this episode?
The battle scene at the end. The battle scene at the end was definitely one of my favorites. And then I laughed out loud at the scene where Detective Lance was like, Harper? And he's like, how'd you know it was me? He's like, come on, you wear a red hoodie, you shoot arrows. He's like, I know it's you. He's like, well, I guess I don't need this anymore. That made me come on, dude. I think Detective Lance knows that Oliver is the hood because Yeah, dude, he has to know because if you remember in season one, episode six, he said something that kind of led you to believe that he knew it was Oliver, but then he gives this speech about the good of the city, protecting the city, so. He knows, dude. He knows it's Oliver. Oliver's mom knew it was Oliver. He's a detective. How does he not know it's Oliver Queen? He's got to know.
Hey, Matt, do you agree?
Yeah, I think by now, Captain Lance knows Oliver.
Interesting. I never caught that. Caught on to that. So that's interesting.
Finn's going to find
out. Now I'm
going to
see him different.
That girl Sin is back, and she's going to find out that Sarah is dead, and she's going to tell Lance. And that's going to – and Lance and Laurel is going to get in a fight. I think Lance is going to die at the end of the season.
Oh, my gosh. I have a question for you guys. Do you guys forgive Merlin now? This episode made you want to forgive him.
I think so, too.
Here's my one dilemma. He killed your mother.
Yeah, true.
That's your mother.
I don't know where I stand, man. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know. Like, do I take Felicity's side or do I take Oliver's side?
I'm so on Felicity. I'm so on her side. Because he killed your mother, and now he put this bounty on... death on your heads, on you and your sister's heads.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I do agree. The ends never justify the means, but gosh, dude, I don't know, man. I just don't know where. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do think Felicity's being a little bit too extreme, though. I don't think she had to go the way she did, where she's like, if all these women turn out this way, I don't want to be one of the women you love. And she gets all mad. She's being kind of selfish, you know? I kind of think she's a little selfish.
Palmer for comfort. No, she's
not the center of the universe, as beautiful as she is. Felicity, you're not the center of the universe. Not all about you.
Yeah, well.
Guys, I have to say. She's looking smoky and showing her belly button, I have to say.
Is that it, Superboy?
Yeah, I'm done, man, on my little tender.
Okay, cool. Sorry. All right, so let's see. Wildcat Matt, what about you? Well, what were your favorite moments?
Wow. I say I just loved all of, again, I'm enjoying seeing Thea being trained and the flashbacks to see young Tommy, young Malcolm Merlyn, young Robert Queen, young Oliver. That was interesting. And his wife, girl, Rebecca's funeral. And then I loved the ending there. I thought we were going to get the entire flashbacks and not enough Parbat, where we see Malcolm being trained by Ra's al Ghul. But I guess they're saving a full Ra's al Ghul episode, so like the episode titled not the Parbat. It's hard to say those words.
Yeah,
it is, Matt. It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is very hard to say those full-on words. Ra's al Ghul's home, or whatever he's from.
Okay.
But I love that scene at the end where you see the little kid, Vesta, fighting an older guy. And then Malcolm, the magician, that does the coin thing he did with baby Tommy.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah, the magician and then also the young Tommy. And it's funny how they're mentioning Tommy more and more lately.
Dun, yes.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, now dun.
I don't know. You never know.
I have a theory, man. Either Tommy's going to come back and kill his father, or Thea, you know how Oliver's probably going to say, okay, we're going to get into bed with Merlyn, but we're going to use him to our advantage. We're going to have him as bait for Ra's al Ghul. And since Merlin's obviously smarter than Team Arrow, I mean, I hate to say it, but he is.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If he ends up turning his back on Team Arrow, dude, Thea, I think, will be the one to kill him at the end of the season. I think they'll probably kill him off at the end of this season.
Ooh,
for sure.
You think?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think that's where it's going.
But John Barrowman said it in an interview, he'll be in season 4 because Arrow season 4 has been renewed. And he said he'll be in it, and especially in season 5 for the 100th episode.
We don't know that, though, Matt. That's not official. What if it's just a flashback?
Wait, where'd you hear that? Where'd you read that, Matt? Movie pilot?
Green Arrow TV. I saw a video on greenarrowtv.com.
Okay. Oh, him.
What's that site? Okay. Back in the day.
I've seen that website somewhere, Green Arrow TV. He's the guy that did the Smallville thing, too?
Crazy guy.
He started Flash TV News. He started Gotham Side.
Oh my God.
Side. Hey Joe, Marvel Film Talk?
Yeah, I'll be calling in. I'll be calling in.
Yeah, you have to, because we're gonna, have a great show on that one. Let's see, guys.
Yeah.
We're live right now. It's 15 minutes till the show ends. It's the number to call in is 914-338-1036. We have another caller from area code 469. What's up?
Unmuted. Chris from Canada.
Unmuted. I'm like, hello, unmuted. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Jeff Code.
Okay. You're cold?
Cold. Yeah.
It's really cold over here.
Oh, you gotta bundle up, layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us, Chris, did you watch last night's episode?
Yeah, I did. I really liked it.
And tell us, what was your favorite moment?
I think it was cool when Arrow, I mean, when the Hood came back, the way he the way he came back and kind of a surprise to everybody. And I would have liked to see that girl come to town with her too, with him. She would have been a good addition to the crime family.
Everyone's talking about that, dude, that Tatsu should join Team Arrow in season 4.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. You know who that is, right?
That would be awesome, right, Matt?
Yeah. Katana, and the actress who plays her was in the Wolverine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all over Twitter.
Yeah, right as that.
How crazy would that be? And just play a character on Arrow and then join Team Arrow.
Uh-huh. All right, Chris, anything else?
I didn't know. Okay, talking about the ones we liked, right? Okay, never mind.
The ones we liked, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good episode. All in all, it was a very good episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
And how about how?
How about what?
Okay.
No. Go ahead.
Can I say I was?
Chris.
I was looking forward to. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I was looking forward to to know what Francesco thinks about the episode. He does not like the Arrow.
Yeah,
we all know that, dude.
Yeah,
we
know
that
for sure. He's been pretty clear about it.
That's an understatement.
He wants uplifting. Well, that's why he's a fan of the Flash.
Yeah,
I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
He wants more uplifting. He doesn't want Dark Knight. You know, I'm coming back from the dead. You know, type of thing.
Yeah.
and also, hey, let's not forget what was I going to say? Oh yes, you know the girl on the street. I forgot her name. How she's talking to Detective Lance.
Yes.
What's
Sin.
Her name?
Sin.
I did not like that.
Sin.
Yeah, Sin.
Okay, yeah. How she's like, that's not...
That's your daughter.
Yeah, that's not your daughter, dude. That's someone else. He goes, what do you mean?
We're going back to season 1 where Detective Lance is hunting down a Green Arrow. That's going to
suck.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be pissed off and go after the Green Arrow.
Yep.
Once he finds out that happens. Especially how she was shot by an arrow and all that.
Yeah. He's going to find out that all over again. But everything was finally resolved.
Yes. That's the end of that tyrant.
Hey, so next, there is a little trailer for next week's episode showing that Oliver might reveal his secret to Thea.
Oh,
yeah.
Catch that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What do you think?
It might just be a teaser, dude. Like, oh, wow, I can't wait to see that. And it may not even happen. But
it might not even happen.
I think it's way past due, man. I think he's just come out to her and tell her, like, look, this is the deal. This is what we've been going through. This is what I've done for the city. This is why I'm doing it. And he needs to sit her down. I don't know, man. It's confusing now that he's probably going to be working with Merlin. Hopefully he's got something behind his back, though. It's not like he's going all in with Merlin. You know, he's got something behind his back, you know, to what? Because he knows he can't trust Merlin, you know?
Right.
Hopefully. I don't know, man. But, I really do love Merlin as a villain, dude. He's become one of my faves now. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's great. I'm just surprised Oliver let him live. Because you killed my mother. You killed my mother. Hello?
Yeah.
No, Slade did.
Yeah.
Slade killed his mom.
Well, yeah, well, that's because true. Of all his shenanigans, that's why.
Yeah. All the season 1.
Didn't he bring him in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was the puppeteer and all that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So I wanted to ask you guys, how do you think Laurel Lance is doing so far as the Black Canary? Do you think there's a lot of room for improvement, or do you think she's already up to par with the other one, with Sarah? So let's go around the room. Let's start with you, Matt. What do you think? Do you think Laurel is at the level of Sarah yet?
Well, I really don't know. She just seems to take the whole thing off. She's kind of doing okay. I think Sarah had the skill. I'd rather wait till when she finally gets her powers. That's the real question. I haven't
That'd
been
be great.
Really too excited with Laurel. I mean,
and how come she didn't use it last night? Her power, like, that, she could have wiped out everybody.
Yeah, she didn't use the sonic boom, 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 boom thing that they were used back in season two.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of odd. What type of relationship thing do you think they'll come up with Felicity and Ray? Like how last night on Flash Talk, we were talking about Barry Snow.
Relicity.
Yeah.
Snowberry.
Oh, Snowberry. What would they come up with?
It'll be Relicity.
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 Ray City, says Matt.
Ray City.
What about you, Chris? If you had to do a mashup of Ray Palmer and Felicity, Felicity smoking, how would you mash it up?
Palm smoke.
Oh, wow. I think City would sound, Ray City would sound good.
Ray City?
Yeah.
Nah.
Joe says Relicity.
Yeah, Relicity. R-A and then
Relicity.
Yeah, Relicity.
Oh, okay.
Not just Ray City.
Ray City sounds too much like a hip-hop group. Ray City, Ray City,
Ray
City.
Ray City on rock and roll. Okay, so I want to open the floor to you guys if you guys want to talk about anything about the episode Uprising, episode 12, season 3 of Arrow. Now is the time, in case we didn't touch anything upon. Let's go to you, Superboy.
I just want to say I don't think Laurel is ready. She's only had like maybe 2 months of training, and not even the proper training that Roy and everyone else has had. She's not ready, dude. Even with her powers, that doesn't give her the right to go out there and start fighting. She has to train like Oliver. She needs that training. She needs at least 6 months in the can with Oliver before she's ready to come out and start fighting with them. She's the weakest
link.
You're
so right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're so right, because even Wildcat says it's too soon. Like, well, what the hell are you...
Yeah. She's going to get hurt, dude.
Yeah.
She's going to end up getting hurt.
Other than Snow on the next.
What do you think, Chris?
That's going to happen. Other than Snow on the next episode, that's what's going to happen. She's not going to be so lucky. So, I don't know. Well, she's getting there. I mean, she can hold her own a little bit, but not to the professional level.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, she can't top Sarah right now. She's not even there.
Nope.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, but I do like her. She's getting a lot of crap from people. But I do like Laurel. I'm on her side. I want her. She's supposed to be Black Canary. It's Dinah Laurel Lance. She's the original Black Canary. I mean, I want her to be the Black Canary we all know and love. So, I'm rooting for her. I just think she needs more training.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely not ready.
No.
Yeah, okay. Anything else, Joe?
And last thing, I just wanted to say, I was thinking about this watching the episode. I want Tatsu to be a part of that team. I want Katana to be part of. Come on, man, we got enough arrows on the team. Let's get some katanas on the team.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be a great addition to the Arrow team, Team Arrow.
Yeah, I agree. Who wants her in? Matt from Florida, do you want her in?
Yeah. I think she's great.
I agree.
To see her, but what's going to happen when she fights her husband? Maceo is in the
Ooh.
League of Assassins.
You're right. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what do you think? Do you think she should join?
I think that'd be like a love, like a Romeo and Juliet thing between them. You know, they're both going to be in the opposite side. You know, they're going to want to fight each other. You know, like, you know, let me hear him too hard, you know, whatever. But I do want her to join. It'll be great addition and, you know, more power to the team. Yeah.
All right.
Make the team stronger. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely make that team stronger. Now that Oliver's back, yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Matt. Matt,
no,
anything about Arrow?
Well, like before, guys, I am really looking forward to the episode where Thea and Oliver are somehow sent to the island by Malcolm, and that's where Slade returns. How crazy is that going to be?
Episode
15, are we getting the Atom finally in the suit?
Think so. I think that's the one.
Episode 18. That's going to be on February 18th.
18 is the Flash. 18 is the Flash, I think.
Yeah, before the big night with Deathstroke and Oliver and Thea run in. Wouldn't it be crazy, guys, when they're on the island, if Oliver has no choice and when he runs into Slade, he tells Thea, I'm the Arrow.
Yeah.
And he had no choice to protect his sister.
Because
you know Slade's going to get a chance to kill Thea. Because I don't know what's going to happen. And then there's going to be flashbacks, like Waller has them in the Hong Kong flashbacks, actually return to Starling City and orders him not to return to his family to retrieve the bionic virus from China White. Now, how crazy is that?
That is wild.
And if he does try to return to his family, it didn't say in the description, but I have a feeling he is going to. And then Waller is going to send someone. He's going to go back on the island.
Interesting.
That's my theory. Because we know
okay.
in the pilot.
Yeah.
He's on the island.
All right. Thanks, Matt. All right, Chris from Kandor. Anything about Arrow?
I did not like the welcome the Oliver get from Alicity. I understand from her point of view, but at the same time, you saw this person was dead. You went crazy. You know what I mean? He had no way of letting you know he was alive other than him coming back. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, some slack. You know, he's just been back. He saved the city that same night, you know, and same night you're giving me crap about joining Marlin. I mean, he has his own reasons. You know, he wants to do that. You know, it's not like he's joining Marlin to go kill people. He's just training. Okay? He got more training than he did. You know, he needs more training from him. You know, it's not like, hey, I'm joining him so we can go into mass scaling, you know? And, you know, come on, give me a hug. Kiss him, you know, go get a hotel room or something, you know? Start going crazy, you know, that 5 minutes. So it's like, you know, I don't think at the same time, from my point of view, he's righteous, you know, he wanna be righteous, and which is good, you know. Yeah, but all in all, it was a good show, it was a good episode.
Yeah, really well done. Now that Arrow's back and everybody knows he's back, it's going to change everything now.
Yeah. And now the guy.
All right, cool. Well, this concludes our podcast for Arrow Talk Uprising. Join us next week as we talk about the next episode. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Also, for the callers, Matt, Joe, and Chris, thank you guys for calling. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.